The legislation opposing socialism in the U.S. was introduced by Florida Congresswoman Maria Salazar, the daughter of Cuban immigrants who fled the communist regime of Fidel Castro.
This is nothing to do with political parties. This is a moral vote against an ideology that has destroyed millions and millions of families and murdered more than 100 million lives.
There were 63 co-sponsors on this bill, but they singled out Venezuela as a once thriving democracy that was taken over by a socialist regime. Now the country has the highest rate of inflation in the world.
They destroyed the richest country in South America. They implemented these government-run supermarkets, and they have empty shelves.
And the Venezuelans would make fun of the Cubans 25 years ago, saying that it was impossible for that to happen in Venezuela. They had the largest reserves of oil in the world. They were a very strong democracy. They were not an island. It's time to denounce socialism in this country, because just like it happened to the Venezuelans, it could happen to the Americans.
A concurrent resolution denouncing socialism awaits in the Senate, introduced by Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott.